From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you join us for Let the Bible Speak. Through the next 15 minutes, we'll bring you the gospel through song and through the Word of God. We'll turn once again to the parable of the prodigal son found in Luke chapter 15. First of all, here's the hymn. I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest." Reading once again from Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, we're beginning at the verse 11. And he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough at to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And his son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring in his hand, and shoes in his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they begad to be merry. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. As we have worked our way through this parable, we have observed this young man's changing fortunes in his walk through life. He left the parental care of a dear and gracious father with high hopes and expectations. These expectations were realized as he enjoyed life to the full. He went to the far country, and in the far country he made it his priority to spend everything his father had given to him. He indulged himself in the pleasures of that place. But the pleasures only lasted for a short time, because the money ran out, and he became homeless, he became penniless, he became friendless, because a great famine came, and no one would help him out. Everyone was too busy with their own troubles. And the only way he could make a living was by living amongst the pigs and eating their food. He paid the price for his wastefulness and his riotous living. Then, while in the depths of despair, lying among the swine and filling his belly with their husks, he reached the turning point. The verse 17 tells us that he came to himself. This tells us something very basic. All the while he was in the far country, basking in the pleasures of this world, he was not himself. He was an individual acting without reason and logic. He was essentially a madman. Only a crazy individual could have squandered his father's money in such a foolish manner. Only a person deranged could be found living out among the pigs. Sanity, however, dawned upon his mind when at life's lowest ebb, and he came to himself. Ecclesiastes 9 in the verse 3 tells us, "There is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead." Like the prodigal, the sinner needs to awaken out of his madness. He needs to come to himself. Today, we begin looking at the prodigal and the father's house. The first step towards the father's house was his awakening. Let us think about that this afternoon. Firstly, he awoke as to his condition. This young man simply said as he awakened, "I perish with hunger." He realized the awful mess he was in. The first step that a sinner takes in coming to Christ is realizing that he is a sinner. This is the Holy Ghost's first work. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said this in John 16 and 8 when he spoke of the Spirit's ministry. "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness and of judgment." When God awakens a sinner, he very often induces within that person a fear of death. The question arises in the mind, after life has ended, what then? Where will I be? And then the sinner begins to think about hell. The weeping, the wailing, the gnashing of teeth, the separation from God for eternity. And within the heart of the sinner, God creates a deep-seated emptiness and dissatisfaction. This is the first step employed by God in bringing a man or a woman to Christ. This young man, as he awakened, he had a consideration. He reasoned with himself, and he said, "How many hired servants have bread enough and to spare?" He was thinking of his father's house, and he said to himself, "My father is a good man. He's kind. Even his servants have plenty of food. Now if my father feeds them, he's going to feed me, his poor lost son." The hired servants represent those who are saved, because every believer is a servant of God. Amongst the servants of God are those who are very weak, those who are Christians for a short time, who have a lot to learn. Amongst the servants of God are those who are little children. There are little children today who have trusted Christ. Little children of 5, 6, and 7, they have come to a knowledge of the Lord and they're saved. Tell me today, if God saves the little children, If even the weakest believer has grace in God, there'll be grace for you. God saves the vilest of people. He saves drunkards, he saves murderers, he saves immoral and wicked people. If he has given those people grace, he's going to give you grace. You see, this prodigal realized that there was much to spare in his father's house. That his father had plenty of provisions left for him. And so it is with God. No matter how many people have come to know God as Savior, no matter how many people have come into the family of God, there's still room in that family for you. Because he is full of kindness. And he's reaching out that kindness and that love to you this afternoon. Thirdly and finally, I want to talk to you about the prodigal awakening with that commitment. As this prodigal awakened, he had a holy resolve. He made a decision. He had enough of the far country. He said, I'm going to arise and go to my father. Christianity is impossible without making a decision. A person must come to a point where they say, I'm taking Christ now as my Savior. Now I know that there's more to becoming a Christian than making a mere decision. There must be a work wrought in your heart by the Spirit. But as the Spirit works in your heart, he brings you to a place where you decide to follow Jesus. Where you strike out for something better. Where you come to a knowledge of the Lord. And when you do this, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. A highwayman once stopped John Wesley and demanded his money or his life. Wesley, after giving him his money, said, let me speak one word to you. The time may come when you will regret the course of life in which you are now engaged. Remember this, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. No more was said, and they parted. Many years later, as Wesley was leaving a church, a man stopped him and introduced himself as the highwayman. He said, the Lord burned your words into my heart. And I took Jesus Christ and I became a new man. That's what God can do for you today. But you've got to forsake your sin and trust the Lord. Waking up today. Waking up to your condition. You're a sinner. Waking up by making a consideration that God will save you as he has saved others. And as you waken up, make the commitment that you will be a Christian. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.